I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Italians love their cars. In fact, only the U.S. has more cars per capita. That's what makes this next piece of information so surprising. For the first time in nearly 50 years, bicycle sales in Italy are vastly outpacing car sales. In Rome, a new mayor is spearheading a project to get cars off the streets and more people on bikes. Christopher Livesay reports.
Vespas, Fiats, and the occasional Ferrari all play a role in the traffic chaos that is modern Rome. But if you listen carefully, there's a small yet persistent voice starting to be heard. According to Italy's transportation ministry, Italians bought 1.65 million bicycles last year. That's more than the number of new cars sold in the same period. Not since the 1960s have Italians been so keen on cycling.
He's perfect!
Raffaella De Felice bought her bike about 4 months ago for practical and personal reasons.
Because I broke up with my ex-boyfriend, so I need something to do during the weekend.
And is it working?
Yes, absolutely. It's perfect. No, I'm not joking. Because you go with your bike. I discovered a new city with the bike.
The problem is that new city is still dominated by cars. 970 for every 1,000 adults, to be exact, making it one of the most vehicle-clogged cities in the world. This is where Ignazio Marino comes in. He's Rome's newly elected mayor.
You know, I always loved to bike, and I do not have a car now for 11 years.
Marino takes me to his office balcony to show me something that's clearly got his goat. Right through the middle of the Imperial Forum and the Roman Forum, the same place where Mark Antony gave the funeral oration for Julius Caesar, is a modern street, built by Benito Mussolini to parade his fascist legions.
It's just insane to build across this area that, in my vision, doesn't even belong to Romans. This belongs to the Western history. And you build, in the middle of it, a high-traffic street.
So, starting August 3rd, he's kicking out private vehicles from the part of the street that rings around the side of the Colosseum.
If you would have the Colosseum in London, do you think that you would use it as a roundabout? I think not. And this is exactly what we are doing every day. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of cars going around it every single day. And that instead is the most famous monument that Italy has.
Eventually, he wants cars out of the entire area. So, what to do with all the cars? After all, Italians, for the most part, still depend on them, and the mighty auto industry is a pillar of the national economy. But, as it turns out, it's not so mighty anymore.
Now, there was a point in history where Alfa Romeo was thinking to buy BMW out. Could you imagine this today?
Roberto Vavasori is president of ANFIA, the Italian Automotive Association. He says that the euro crisis and Italy's worst recession in decades have already forced a change in driving habits. In 2007, Italians bought a record 2.5 million cars. This year, that number is projected to be down by at least a million. Another factor is high-speed trains and other alternative modes of transportation. Vavasori includes the internet in this category, which allows people to travel the world at the click of a mouse. Car ownership is losing its luster, he says, especially among young people who have been hit hardest by the economic downturn.
I see a tendency where people below 30 years of age are not necessarily wanting to have a driving license. And this is very much true in big cities like London, like Paris, but also Milan or Rome. And we have more than 10% of youngsters not taking a driving license because they feel it is no longer necessary to own a car or to use or drive a car even.
He also sees parallels with the United States, where the amount of young people with licenses has been steadily declining for decades. In Rome, the mayor knows making a large-scale switch from four wheels to two isn't going to happen overnight, especially given the city's reputation for unruly drivers.
With the traffic and the aggressiveness of some of the drivers in Rome is at times scary. But on average, I can tell you that I move by bike, people of my staff move with a car, and usually I get to the place where we need to get first.
But, he admits, in a city famous for its seven hills, this is an uphill pedal if there ever was one. For the World, I'm Christopher Libsey, Rome.